Today, Shem Sakhti getting Daf Ayin Aleph, Daf Ayin Beis. We will begin Beis or Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Ayin Aleph on the Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. We had learned in our previous year the halacha, if somebody had told Edom to write a get, and the Mishnah said, Amal Michtav Get L'Ishtachab, and he gave them instruction to write, the halacha is that the get is not a valid get. And the Gemara pointed out that the reason, presumably, is because he did not use the word tenu. He only used the word kisvu. And since he only used the word kisvu, it's indication that what he meant was that they themselves should write the get. And therefore, if they themselves were not the one to write the get would be disqualified. But if he would have used the word tenu, which is an indication that he's only asking them to fulfill what he wants, but they don't have to do it themselves, then the get would be a valid get. But the Gemara then asked, the Sefer of the Mishnah seems to indicate very differently than that. The Sefer of the Mishnah seems to indicate that that under all circumstances, you have to give the direct instructions to the Sefer and to the Edom. So the Gemara said, it seems that the Reisha, who says that if you use the right wording, then it could be understood as you're giving over, that they could just have to fulfill what you say, follows the opinion of Rameyer. Rameyer holds, Mili Mimsrim L'Shliach, that if you ask a Shliach to do something on your behalf, he could ask somebody else to do that. And that the Sefer seems to be following Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that merely loy mimsum l'shliach, and you can't ask the one shliach, cannot ask another shliach to do something. So the Gemara said, and that's the way we're going to have to understand, that the Reisha represents the opinion of Rameyer and the Sefer Rabbi Yossi. Abaye Amar, and that's where we begin today's shir, Abaye says, Kul Ramei here. We're going to explain that the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. V'achamai Meskinen, what is the Sefer referring to? That the halach is that it's not acceptable because unless you tell the Sefer himself. The Loyam Tenu. Since he used the word kiss of a Tenu, what the husband meant to say is that it's who I ask should do it should be done. But if he only would have said tenu, the halacha would be it's acceptable. Says the Gemara, Ihachi, ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the way we're going to learn Peshat in the Mishnah, that if the husband explicitly, all he said was tenu, they could ask other people to do the get on their behalf. So ask the Gemara, why does the Sefer say that it's not kosher until the husband asked the Sefer alone to write the get, which is said, we're learning now that the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameyer. If the entire Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameyer, according to Rameyer, you don't have to actually necessarily give direct instructions to the Sefer and to the Edom. As long as you told a Beis Din to know, they could then give instructions to others. As we just said, when, even according to Rameyer, can we apply the concept of mili mimsrim l'shliach? That's only when you said your instructions to three people who are a Beis Din. And since they're a Beis Din, they have the ability to arrange, since you asked the Beis Din to arrange for you to get, they could do whatever is necessary to be done. But in a case where you did not say to Beis Din, then even Rameyer, who holds mili mimsur l'shliach, will not be able to say that they could give over the director to somebody else. Says the Mara Hokumai Skinin, in the Sefer, where the husband has to say directly to the Sefer, it can't go through anybody else, is because the Loyam Lebet Tlosa, because he did not give his instructions to three people, says the Gemara. So if that is the cogent fact, Yehachi, so shouldn't the Mishnah have said that? Ihachi, Achyaim L'Shlashmi Bailey. So the Mishnah should have pointed out what is most important. El Kula, because of these various questions, the Gemara says the other way around. El Kula, we're going to explain Rabbi Yosihi. Hachamai Skinen, but now we're going to learn a new halacha. It's halacha that we've quoted in the previous shiurim. That even though Rabbi Yosi's opinion is that loy mili loy mimsur l'shliach, and that means even if he gave over to a bezin of three that I want you to arrange for me a get, and according to Rabbi Yosi mili loy mimsur l'shliach, the bezin would not have the halachic authority to ask other to do so. But if you said imru that you explicitly told them I want you to have other people do it, imru l'ploini v'yichtayv, then the halacha would be that Rabbi Yossi would agree that it would be a good get. So that's how we're going to send the Mishnah. In the Reisha, the reason it's not effective is because he said kisvu, but kisvu alone, according to Rabbi Yossi, is inadequate. He didn't say imru l'ploni v'yichtayv. Says the Mari, if that's the point of the Mishnah, so why didn't the Sefer? The Sefer just said, "Hare get bottle, ach yoyim l'ksoifek soif, leidem chasaimu." But that isn't actually the case, because now we're learning that if he would have said imru, that if he would have said, "Give this over to somebody else," that would be good enough. So why, asked the Gemara, do we say that it has to be unless the husband directly said it? Why does the Mishnah say that the husband has to directly say it to the Sefer or to the Edom? Imru is enough. Void. Mi Rabbi Yosef Imru. As we discussed when we learned the Gemara that pays Zion on a base, when we learned the Gemara previously, we learned that it's not so poshut that Rabbi Yosef agrees to the concept of Imru. Why? Because of the Tanan. We're going to learn in the Mishnah, Mitzashem, that pays Zion on a base. If you have a get ksav cipher, you have a get that has two. It has the Sofer signed in it. Sofer wrote it and Oedim signed it. The halacha is that's a kosher get. And of course, when we learn that Gemara, the question that we need to understand when we learn that Gemara is how could it be a kosher get? We don't have two signatures. So Rabbi Yirmiyah explains that Mishnah, Sam Sofer Shninu. It means you have the aid and the Sofer signed. Rabbi Chizda, in explaining, now we know that the case of that Mishnah is where the Sofer and another aid signed the get, that the get the Mishnah says is kosher. Masnisamani, who is the Tan of that Mishnah? So Gemara said, Rabbi Yosihi. That Mishnah represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosi. Dama Rabbi Yosi's opinion, as we keep on repeating, is Milin Lai Mimsur L'Shliach. Because according to a mayor, the Milin Mimsur L'Shliach, we have to be concerned that maybe the husband told two people that I want you to be, or told people, I want two people to be the Edom, and I want the Sofer to write the get. But now these people were embarrassed to tell the Sofer that all you were asked to be was the person to write the get. But you were not asked to be a signator, an aid on the get. And therefore what they're going to do, in order to avoid embarrassing this person, they're going to ask the Sofer to write. Signed the get. But that wasn't who the husband wanted to sign the get. And therefore, the get would be invalid. Because we always have to be concerned that maybe the person who the husband wanted to be the signers on the get were not those people. But according to Rabbi Yossi, who holds Mili Len Lem Sur L'Shliach, we don't have to worry about that. Because you have to, the husband always has to be the one to tell who the Sofer to write the get. The husband always has to be the one to tell the Edom to sign the get, and we don't have to be concerned that this kind of a story, as we just said, might happen. But now points out the Gemara. V'sakadat chmoid Rabbi Yosi b'Omer Imru, the Rabbi Yosi will agree that in the case of Omer Imru, then even he agrees the husband doesn't have to speak directly to the Sofer, to the Edom. Still, nafik minei chorba. The problem, the story that we just mentioned, could happen. The zim da amlohu l'shnayim. He'll tell two people, imru l'soifu v'yichtoiv. And we're learning now that if this Edom were expressly given the authority by the husband to tell a soifu to write, then even Rabbi Yossi will agree that it's good. And if they were told, If the husband designated a person to tell two Edom to be the signatories on the get, even Rabbi Yossi agrees that would be acceptable. And what's going to happen is, because the concern about the cipher being embarrassed that he wasn't asked to be an aid on the get, the shlichim are going to sign the cipher on the get, even though the husband never asked for that. So that's why it must be that if we're going to say that Mishnah that says when you have a case of Ksav cipher or Ksav cipher, it's a good get, it must be because it's following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. And Rabbi Yossi holds that it always must be the husband himself who's asking the cipher. It must be the husband himself who's asking the Edom. And therefore, this kind of a situation, according to Rabbi Yossi, would not come up. But if we're saying that Rabbi Yossi agrees by Omer Imru, what have we accomplished? So it must be that Rabbi Yossi does not agree by Omer Imru. If Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree by Omer Imru, so then we have no way of explaining the Mishnah, the Reish of the Mishnah. So we must go back to the teretz that we gave in the previous year. El Machvarta, Reisha represents the opinion of Rameya, and the Sefer represents the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Amar, Kula Rabbi Yossi. He's saying that the Mishnah does represent the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. This is a new way of explaining the Mishnah. And when Mishnah said, Amalahu Ksoivu, and that's why, as we said at the beginning of our shiur today, that caused us to think that if he would have said Tnu, it would be acceptable. That's not the way to understand the Mishnah. Rather, the way to understand the Mishnah is even if the husband had used the word Tnu, it would not be acceptable. The only way it's acceptable is if the husband expressly himself is the one who designates the cipher, and the husband himself is the one that designates the Edom. And the way the Mishnah to understand is as follows. That if the husband hadn't used the word tenu, that certainly that won't be acceptable. Ela feel I'm a tenu, even if he said tenu, it wouldn't have help that they should ask somebody else to write. And furthermore, if he didn't say to three people, because as we said, when you say to three people, that becomes a bezdin, and that's why it's going to work. Ela feel I'm a little bit tlasa. Even if you said it to three people, loy, it won't help until you say it directly to the cipher and to the Edom. V'loyim by hechad loyim imlu. And certainly, even in a case where you didn't say imru, it wouldn't be acceptable. But we're learning now, like Rabbi Yossi says, as we just proved, alafilo oimer imru. Even in a case of oimer imru namiloy, it wouldn't be helped. And that's what the Mishnah repeats at the end of the Mishnah, that in order for the get to be valid, the cipher has to directly appoint, the husband has to directly appoint the cipher, and the husband has to directly appoint the Edom. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasei Rav Ashi, and there's a braisa that supports Rav Ashi's understanding. Kasev cipher l'shma, the cipher wrote the get l'shma, the chosma Edom l'shma, abisha kasmu v'chasmu v'nasla. So they prepared the get profitably, and they gave the get to the husband, and the husband gives the get to the wife. Haray get bottle. It's still not going to be considered a valid get. Ad shiyishma koiloi, until they hear the husband directly saying, shiyayma l'soifik soif, that he says to the soif, I want you to write the get. U'la'edim, and he tells the edim, I want you to sign the get. Says the Gemara, yishmu, why does the Braisa say Yishmu? The Fukim Ad Amr, that it's come to teach us that even Imru, the Maid Rabbi Yossi by Omer Imru, that there was an opinion that holds that Rabbi Yossi agrees by Omer Imru would be satisfactory. Here it says Yishmu, that unless you hear it directly from the husband, it doesn't work. Kailoi, and why does the Braisa use the word Kailoi? The Fukim Ad Rav Kahana Marab, what we learned in the previous year, where Rav Kahana quoted Rav, that a cheresh who can't speak, unfortunately, but he could write, the halach is that we could give a get to his wife that way. Here we learn that no, writing is going to not be acceptable. It has to be that you hear from the voice, you hear from the voice of the husband the instruction. So we learned, the Rishonim ask, on the Mishnah, on the Samach Vav Amud Beis, that if there's somebody who is unfortunately mute and he wants to get written for his wife, we could examine if he has the, if the message he's sending is intelligent by testing him, if he shakes his head properly, and that will be good enough. So the question the Rishonim ask, here we're learning that the only way a get can be considered a valid get, we're learning, is if the husband instructed verbally the cipher and the eidim. And there we learned that mute, the elam, could do this just by nodding, by showing us that he has the proper intelligence. So this goes back to an issue that we also discussed in our previous shurim, and that is, how does the halacha look at writing? How does the halacha look at writing? Is writing equivalent to speaking? Tosfos and the Rambam explain that the braisa, which requires, that we just learned, that requires verbal instructions, only means to exclude the non-verbal instructions of a deaf mute. Because as we often quote in our shiurim, in halacha, cheresh, who's a deaf mute, is considered like a shaita. But the braisa will agree that a healthy person, whether he could, who's not a cheresh, whether he's able to speak or not, can instruct the cipher in writing or by gesturing to prepare a get for him. That's one pshat. The Rashba makes a difference between writing and gesturing. That when our braisa says verbal instructions are required, it means to exclude writing, because ksiva lav kadibur, but to convey instructions with making gestures with your face, with your mouth, up and down, etc., that though they are considered more significant than writing, and they have the halachic equivalency to speaking. The Rosh gives a different pshat. He says that this braisa indeed holds that neither writing or gesturing would be acceptable way of the husband telling the cipher and the eidim to prepare a get. The Mishnah on some of Zion and Beis that allowed Elaim to instruct the cipher through gesturing, that was a special leniency that Chazal instituted because Mishimiguna Kilubar Rabbanan, because otherwise this woman may remain stuck. She can never get out of this marriage. But that doesn't mean that that's the halacha under all circumstances. In other words, says the Rosh, when we're Baruch Hashem dealing with a healthy individual who could communicate through speaking, our Bryce, as we just learned, is very clear in telling us that that's the only way for him to communicate with speaking. The Braisa, the Mishnah that we learned earlier in Daf Samach Zayin, is referring to a situation where the person unfortunately has no other way of communicating. He's an Elaim. That's why we could be a little more lenient and rely just on his gesturing, and that would be acceptable. Says the Mishnah, Zegitech, if somebody tells his wife, Zegitech emes, Imamus, this is your get if I will pass away. So the simple reading of what he's saying is that he wants that this get should only be valid after he passes away. Zegitech Michael Zeb. Again, after he's saying that if and when I die from this disease, this get should be a get, or in a case where he said it, Zegitech Lachamisa, that the get should only be a get after I pass away. And in fact, Rishash asked a question, why does the Mishnah have to mention this case? In the earlier cases, where it's not that explicit that he means that the get should be a get only after he passes away, the halacha is that the get is not a good get. So certainly over here, where he didn't say it, where he said expressly that he wants the get to only be a get after he passes away, it shouldn't be a good get. So the Rashash answers the reason the Mishnah mentioned this case is because we're going to learn later in our Mishnah and we're going to discuss this in the Gemara, there's a difference between Mayoy Malach HaMisa, Mayoy Mimati, so that's why all of these words were already introduced at the beginning of the Mishnah. And all these cases, the halacha is, L'yam HaKlum, the glet is not a valid klum. And the Achroinim and Rishonim, Rishonim and Achroinim, all give explanations why is the halacha Ein Get Lach HaMisa. One reason is that Ein Get Lach HaMisa is because a person who's dead is not able to halachically transfer a get. Another pshat is that after the husband dies, they're no longer married. And since after the husband dies, they are no longer married, then the halacha is you could only, a get terminates a marriage. A get could only terminate a marriage that is in existence. But if there's no marriage anymore because the husband died, then the halacha is, so therefore the get is not valid. And I saw that the Rebbe Chanan expounds on this explanation. He says, because as we've learned so many times in this Masechta, what the get is supposed to accomplish is krisis. The get is supposed to separate the husband from the wife. But in a case where the husband already passed away, so there already is krisis. Rebbe Chanan has a discussion, even if it's not a complete krisis, but certainly some level of krisis has come into play once the husband died. So the get, which is supposed to accomplish a krisis, can't accomplish that, and therefore the halacha is that the get is not a get. If, however, he said, my yoy mamati, that the get should be valid from today if I die, me ach shavimati, from today if I pass, from now if I pass away, in these cases, hareis a get, the get is a good get. Taisus, the Ramaskum Mahayoim, discusses what is the difference when somebody uses the word Mahayoim or he uses the word Me'achshav. Taisus says if you use the word Mahayoim, it means the end of the day. Me'achshav speaks about at this moment. So many Achroinim ask the question that we've discussed many times in our Shiurim, that the halacha is that for a Tanai to be considered a valid Tanai, it has to be a Tanai Kofel. You have to say both sides of the stipulation. If this will happen, then I want this, and if not, then not. Over here, you don't have a Tanai Kofel. If you don't have a Tanai Kofel, why would it be a good get? And there are many Achroinim, the Pnei Yeshua discusses this question, and many other Achroinim discuss this question, and they suggest that in our Mishnah, the get would be a valid get, even if you don't have a Tanai Kofel. Since what he wants, it's very clear what he wants, therefore the halacha is, it would be a, therefore the halacha would be, it's a valid get, even if you're lacking, and even if you're lacking in the Tanai Kofel. Mayoyim Lach HaMisa, if somebody says a wording, or Mayoyim Lach HaMisa, so now we have a question. What did he mean? Did he mean Mahayoyim, or did he mean Lach HaMisa? If he meant Mahayoyim, and he ends up passing away from this illness, then the halacha is that it would be a good get. If he meant Lach HaMisa, as we've been learning in our shiur, Lach HaMisa, you can't give a get. So the halacha is get for any get. The halacha is that this is considered a situation of a suffer get. And therefore, a meis, if he were to pass away without children, chaletzes, we can't let her have yibum because maybe the get is a good get. And therefore, she's eishes ach. In eishes ach is asur, even Lach HaMisa, unless in the setting of Yibam. On the other hand, she has to have chalitza because maybe the get wasn't a good get and her husband died without children, so she has to have chalitza. And therefore, the halacha is chalitza v'lamisyabemis. Zagitach mehayoyim, continues the Mishnah. Somebody says to his wife, Zagitach mehayoyim imati mechoy lezeh, this is your get from today if I die from this illness. V'amid v'holch v'shuk, and he got up and he was well, the chol of a mace, and then afterwards he got sick again. So now the question is, if he ultimately died, But the question is, did he die from that original illness that he said the Tanai about? Says the Mishnah Aimnum, so we make the following evaluation. In Machmas Choyle Rishimais, if he died because he of the original illness, Hareza Get. Vimlava, if he died because of a different illness, the halacha is that Ena Get, it's not considered a valid Get. The Shailas Achuvas Shevet Alevi discusses a situation where there's a young man, unfortunately, who got very, very ill. And the doctors are saying that this person doesn't have, this is the type of a disease, illness, that a situation should constantly gets worse. And at a certain point, he's going to become a vegetable. And he's not going to be able to write again. And now the question is, to his wife, once he'll come into that status in which the doctors say he can remain for who knows how long, his wife is going to be in a very bad place. On the other hand, his wife doesn't want to put him through the stress of writing a get now because he has enough tzaros already. So the question that was asked to Rav Voznitzal, that could he write a get saying the following, to making it tonight, that the get should only be valid after he's no longer able to be mentally competent. So Rav Voznitzal says that that wouldn't be acceptable. Because if you want the get to only be valid after the person, the husband, is not mentally competent to give a get, that's very similar to a get lachamisa. As we're learning in our shir, just like a get cannot be given after the husband passes away, so too a get cannot be given after the husband is no longer mentally competent to give the get. What he could do is that he writes me'achshav. Then if he writes me'achshav, then he says that the get should be chal me'achshav from today if and when I become mentally incompetent. The only problem, of course, Rav Voznitzal mentions, and we're going to discuss this in Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara as well, is that since he wrote this type of a wording, he wrote the wording of me'achshav. So that means, unfortunately, when he would come into that status of being not mentally competent, at that point the get will be effective, l'mafreya, it'll be effective retroactively from today. That means, so from today, his wife was not allowed to have yichud with him. His wife was not allowed to be alone with him because she's not. Retroactively, it turns out that they weren't married. Says the Gemara, Alma, for the Mishnah starting, Hareza Getach, Imati Lo Amaklum, Imati, so we're learning, and we learned like this when we began the Mishnah, that if somebody uses the words Imati, it's Lachamisa Dami. It's considered as if he used that, it's considered as if he said, I want the get to only be valid after I pass away. But ask the Gemara, Vahadatani, we learned further in our Mishnah, Mayoim Mati, or if somebody says Ma'akshim Mati, the get is a good get. Alma. So obviously we see that the words Imati laugh Klachamisa Dami. Because if they were to mean Lachamisa, then as we are explaining, a get can never be valid Lachamisa. Amrabaya, so answers the Gemara, Imati Shtelishonis Mashma. Imati can be explained in one of two ways. Imashma Kmeakshav, if it could be understood like me'achshav or mashma, and it could be understood klachamisa. And therefore, Omar lo, if he used the word mahayoyim amati, says commander amaloy me'achshav dami, as if I want to get to be chal from today, not after he passes away. However, loy amalo mahayoyim, if he didn't use the word mahayoyim, then it's the halacha views this statement. And therefore the get would not be a valid get. We learned in the Mishnah, Zagitech Imati Loyamaklum. Again, why? Because he wants the get should only be valid after he passes away. And a get after him passing away is not valid. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, in the case where he said, Zeh Gitech Imati, he says that it's a suffocate. And since he says it's a suffocate, as we learned in the Mishnah, when you have a situation of a suffocate, Cheletzes V'loyim Shabemis. But ask the Gemara, how could Rav Huna say so? V'loyim Klum Ktani. The Mishnah said that if somebody says Zeh Gitech Imati, our Mishnah was very explicit that it's Loyam Klum. So how are we learning that it's a get or suffocate? Answers the Gemara, what it means is Loyam Klum Das Siril Amma. On one hand, we can't let her get married to anyone else because she may still be an Eishes Ish. But on the other hand, Loyam Nami Asira, because maybe the get is a good get. But ask the Gemara a different question. V'amid the Sefer, when the Mishnah spoke about a case, when the Mishnah wanted to identify a case of a suffix, what was the case that the Mishnah spoke about is considered a suffix? When somebody used the words Mahayoim Lachamisa, isn't that an indication? That's the case for the Sefer when somebody said Mahayoim Lachamisa, where the Mishnah said Chaletzim Mesiloim Mesiya Bemes. That's the case that the Mishnah says is a suffix. Mechlal Dereisha, when the Mishnah says Emati, it's not a get at all. And since it's not a get at all, Yivuma Nami Miyama, says the Gemara, our Mishnah, Rav Huna, is going to be following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, who disagrees with our Mishnah. The Gemara Masechta of Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, quotes a machloikis of the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef, where somebody wrote over his assets to his son, with his intention that a son should become the owner of those assets after he passes away. So the question is, when he writes the shtar, when he writes the document with these instructions, does he have to put a date in it or not? Rabbi Yossi's opinion is that you don't have to write a date. Just saying Mehayoim is adequate. Rav Huban say you have to have a date. So says the Gemara Masnisin that says Gitech Imati Lo Yamaklum, and if you don't have the Hayoim, it's meaningless. Says the Gemara, follows the opinion of Rabbanon, who say that a date is not adequate, and therefore, according to Rabbanon, if you didn't say explicitly the word Mehayoim, the get is meaningless. Because what you meant to say is that the get should only be valid after the husband passes away. And as we've been learning, a get cannot be valid after the husband passes away. Rav Huna, that says, Zeh Gitech Imati, even though he did not use the word Mahayoyim, it's enough to be a suffix get, is following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, Domez Manash Ashtar, Mechichalov. And therefore, since there's a date in this document, and the date is from today's date, that's enough to make it be considered a pihaloka, as if it said Mahayoyim. Ask the Gemara, if you're going to say that we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, and therefore, even though you did not use the word Mahayoyim, the fact that there's a date on the get is enough. Ask the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, if we're following the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, then Chalitza Namilay Tabayi, it should be considered a valid get. V'chi Tema. And if you'll say, the reason Rav Huna says it's a suffix, because Mesapkele Rav Huna is not quite certain. Ehilchus Rav Yossi, or Ein Halacha Rav Yossi. Is the halacha like Rav Yossi or not? Ask the Gemara, mi Mesapkele, does Rav Huna have such a question? Says the Gemara, Rabba Ravu Cholosh. Rabba Ravu was not well. Ola Gabe Rav Huna Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Rav Nachman came to see him. Omalei Rav Huna Rav Nachman. By my name, Rabbi Avuah. He said to him, ask Rabbi Avuah, halach Rabbi Yossi ein halacha. Is the halach like Rabbi Yossi that without the date, without me hayoyim, the fact that there's a date in the shtar, it's enough. By my name, again, by my name, Rabbi Avuah, halach Rabbi Yossi ein halacha. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to Rav Huna, tam de Rabbi Yossi lo yadano. I don't understand why Rabbi Yossi doesn't need us to write the word Mayoyim. And now, Halachi Baimineh, you want me to ask him if the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi? How can I say that the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi if I don't even understand what he's saying? Amle, so Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, what you should do is at Baimineh Halacha. You ask him if we pass him like Rabbi Yossi or not. And Tam de Rabbi Yossi, what Rabbi Yossi's reasoning is, Ano Amin Halach. I'll already tell you what his reasoning is. So says the Gemara, Baimineh Rav Nachman asked Rabbi Ravua, is the Halacha like Rabbi Yossi? So Amalei, so Rabbi Ravua told him, Hachi Amar Rav, Halach Rabbi Yossi. The Rav taught us the Halach Rabbi Yossi. The boss of the Nafak, now Rabbi Ravua left, Amalei, so Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman, Rav Huna told Rav Nachman, Hanu Tam Rabbi Yossi, this is the reason for Rabbi Yossi, to Ksover Zmanish L'Shtar Mechichalov. So he sees that he passes like Rabbi Yossi. There's no question that he says the Halach is like Rabbi Yossi. So if you pass it like Rabbi Yossi, why is it considered a suffocate? Says the Gemara. Ella, yes, Rav Huna indeed passes like Rabbi Yossi. And if there's a date on the Shtar, there's a date on the Get, even if we don't have the word Mahayoyim, it's not required. But Sapklei, what Rav Huna's question, however, is, Yomer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi, when he said, Zmana Shoshtar Mechichalov, Bapeh, if he said that verbally, orally, or is that where Rabbi Yossi said that Zmana Shoshtar Mechichalov, or Loi Omar? Maybe Rabbi Yossi only said that Zmana Shoshtar, the date on the Shtar, is indicative, it's only when the Shtar says the words Emati. So even though the husband did not express himself by saying Mahayoyim, but the fact that the Shtar has a date, that's enough to make it be considered Mahayoyim. But if the husband said Emati, but only orally and not in the Shtar itself, even though Rabbi Yossi holds Zmanei Shtar Mechichalov, but maybe not under these circumstances, and that's why Rav Huna had a suffix. Ask the Marmim Sapkalei, does Rav Huna have a question under such circumstances? For Tan, the Mishnah teaches us on Daf I involve on the days. Hareza getechem loibasi mekan v'chtem asuchaydish. Somebody gave a get to his wife, and he said, this get should be valid if I don't come back within 12 months. Umeis b'tayv v'chtem asuchaydish, and he passes away during those 12 months, then in a get, because he only wanted the get should be valid after the 12 months, and he passed away before the 12 months came. But if he said, Mikan Vad, Shnei Masa Chodesh, that was the wording he used, or Meis B'tach Shnei Masa Chodesh, the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Seder Turel in Nasei, that it is considered a valid get. Vamar Raminon, and we asked who other Rabbi Seinu, Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, Beidina de Shar Mishka. It's the Bezdin of Shar Mishka. The Beidina de Shar Mishka is the Bezdin of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. As the Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah and Masechta Shabbos discusses various halachas that they instituted, one of the halachas that they instituted was that even the oil of Akum should be Asur, but then they backed off from that Gzeira because it was a Gzeira Sh'ein Rav Atzib Yechayim L'Amabay, it was difficult to fulfill. The Savalik Rav Yossi, Damas Masha Shtam Mechichalov, that the date is enough, and therefore she's divorced even before the 12 months are up. So we see that even though it wasn't said explicitly in the Shtar, it's still considered that Rabbi Yossi relies on his concept of Zmanish Shtar Mechichalov. Says the Gemara, yes, Rabbi Yossi always holds Zmanish Shtar Mechichalov. What the Gemara meant to say is that Rav Huna had a Shaila, Mesapkele, Rav Huna had a Shaila, Eloch Rav Yossi Baal Peh. Is Rabbi Yossi's halach, we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, even if he just said Emati Baal Peh, that even though we're passing like Rabbi Yossi, as we learned on Amar Aleph, maybe we only passed like Rabbi Yossi if it was written into the Shtar. But if it was said by Paya, we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. Or in Halacha, under those circumstances, we would not pass like Rabbi Yossi. Ask the Gmarim Sapklei, is there such a question? From a Rebbe, somebody said, Hareza Gete Chemati. Or somebody said, Shani Meis. In all these cases, he made a condition that he's going to die. So then the halacha is, it's a get. Hareza get. But if he wrote, the get should be a get, kish omus, when I pass away, or lachemisa after I pass away, in those cases, ain't a get. Says the Gemara, hechidami, exactly what is the case? Eat lame, dom lame, mahayoyim, that if somebody said, hareza getich mahayoyim, mati, and we're following the opinion of Rabbanon, that only if he said mahayoyim, is it a valid get? So says the Gemara, tzrich lameima, that if he said mahayoyim, it's a good get. Vatanan, we learned explicitly in our Mishnah where somebody said mahayoyim emati hareiz a get. El laf, what must be the case? The loy amaloy mahayoyim, that he did not expressly say mahayoyim. And we're passing Rabbi Yossi, that we pass like Rabbi Yossi, that since there's a date on the get, we pass him that Zman Shishtar Mechichalov, Shmamino. So we see from here that the halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, even when it's not expressly written into the get. So what are we saying there? If Huna had a question, if we pass him like Rabbi Yossi under those circumstances, says the Gemara Rava Pshitalei, that we pass him like Rabbi Yossi under all circumstances, whether it's written or whether it's not written. Rav Huna wasn't quite certain. He thought maybe we only pass him like Rabbi Yossi when it's written, and therefore we have Zman HaShishtar Mechichalov. Otherwise, we don't. Vibay Seima. Another way that we would explain, Rav is speaking about a case where he said Hayoyim, and we're following the opinion of Rabbanan. The question was, if he said Hayoyim, why do we need this whole Gemara? Isn't that expressly in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Hani Lishta Itzuchlei. Shani Meis, Kim Meis, Domi, Shomis. And therefore, he meant that the get should be good if he dies. Shomis Lachemis Domi, but if you use the word Shomis, Lachemis Domi. Those specific words and how to define those specific words were not mentioned in our Mishnah, and that's what we had to learn from this case. Ikdemasalei, there's a different version. Ikdemasalei a sefer, and the sefer of what we learned in our Mishnah, where somebody said zegitech lachamisa loyamaklom. Rav Huna in that case, if somebody said zegitech lachamisa uldiver Rabbi Yossi, that says zmanishol shtar mechichlav, even if he didn't say the word mahayoyim, the halach is in such a case cheletzis lamisya bemitz is a sofiget. Says the Gemara, Pshita. Of course, according to Rabbi Yossi, the halacha would be the chaletzis lemes yabemis. Mid the sefer rabbanu chaletzis, just in the end, just like in the last case of the Mishnah, where we learned where somebody used the word mayoyim lachemisa, and we did not know what the rabbanon will do with such a case, and therefore the Gemara said in such a case the rabbanon say it's a suffix and chaletzis lemes yabemis. Reisha nami in the reisha, where somebody said, Hareza Gitech Lachamitza. And according to Rabbi Yossi, you don't need the word Mahayoyim. Because all you need according to Rabbi Yossi is the Zmanish Oshtar Mechichalav. The Halacha would be key according to Rabbi Yossi. Chalat Shlom Yisya Bemis. Answers the Gemara. Ma'adu Tema. So why was it? Isn't this obvious? Answers the Gemara. Ma'adu Tema. Rabbi Yossi behold for Rabbi Svirlei. Maybe Rabbi Yossi in such a case will hold like Rabbi Dama Gitim Al Yahava. That maybe when somebody, that it will be considered a full-fledged good get, the chalitza namina tabayi, because he's going to consider this not as a question, he's going to consider this as certainly a good get, in the case of mayoyim lachamisa, kamash malon, that no, loy rebbi savla krebi yoisi, v'loyisi savla krebi, rebbi and rebbi yoisi don't have to travel together. Rebbi yoisi says a chiddush of zmanish ashtar mechichalov, and Rebbe holds Mayoyim Lachamisa as a good get. Rebbe Leisovel Rebbe Yossi Diktani, because the Braisa mentions Rebbe's opinion, and the Braisa says, as the Gemara is going to quote Rebbe in a moment, where somebody says Mayoyim Lachamisa Kizeh Get, what did Rebbe mean to say with those strong, with that strong expression, because I get Lamuti de Rabbi Yossi. He's coming to say that I don't give care, I don't believe in Rabbi Yossi's opinion, because I don't believe in Zman Shishtah Mechichalov. Rabbi Yossi Lysova Karebi, the Tani Kazeget, Lamuti de Rabbi, only when there's a Shtah Zman, not Rabbi's case. And the Gemara explains itself. Rabbi Mehi, what does this mean? The Tanya, Mayoim Lachamisa, get for any get the Rechachamim. Rabbi Yossi Mechazeget, why does Rabbi Yossi hold that this is a good get? Rabbi Yossi Mai, the Tanan, Kisfu, the Tanu get Lishti, Im Loi Basim Mikan Vare Shnei Masa Chodesh, the Kisfuo, the Toich Shnei Masa Chodesh, the Nisna Lach Shnei Masa Chodesh. Somebody wrote a get. Somebody gave instructions. Write and give a get to my wife if I don't come within 12 months. They wrote the get within those 12 months, but they only gave it to her after 12 months. Since he didn't write that, it's not a good get. They didn't do his instructions. Rabbi Yosef Yom Kizai get. Since the husband wrote a date in the shtar, then the date makes it into a good get. Rabbi disagrees, because Rabbi holds that you don't follow the date on the get. On the other hand, Rabbi holds that if you say Mahayoyim, if you follow the instructions, it is a good get. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that isn't taken into consideration.